Well, good Sunday morning on April the 11th, 2021. I am CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. We got some great music and great Bible devotions coming up. In fact, I'm going to read one right now, and it's entitled The Ark of the Salvation. You know, friends, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 7, it says, "By faith Noah became an heir of the righteousness which comes by faith." If you guys remember, God had warned the people of Noah today, "My spirit still strives with the man forever." You find that in the good book in the Old Testament, in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3. In fact, they laughed at Noah, mocked his words, and went about their unusual business and pleasures without ever dreaming he might be right. You see, friends, Jesus was speaking, but they ignored him. Eventually, God's patience gave out, and by then it was too late. Outside the ark, men and women struggled for their lives, clutching at the pieces of driftwood with the pitiless hand of death that reached up and drew them down beneath those cruel waves. All were lost. Every soul outside the ark perished. They had their chance but tossed it away. You know, you cannot come to Christ unless the Spirit of God comes to you. And I want you to keep in mind, you don't ever want to ignore his warnings. But then they are in the gravest danger, for someday God will no longer be calling you. Then it'd be too late. Come to Christ while there is still time. Christ, God's greater ark, stands ready to welcome you into safety today. My question to you is are you in the ark? And if you're not, you need to be. All right, let's coffee up this morning. I've got the new Morning Brew Christian podcast song that we always play every morning before we kick off on our show. And again, my name is CA. I am your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Also, I want to remind you, if you have prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. You can email me, friends, here on the Sunday Morning Praise anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, I encourage you to like our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button and follow me. You can also message me by clicking on that messenger. You can either text me your prayer request or you can call me as well. All right, let's get a good morning here by Miranda and T-Mac, my friend T-Mac.
Just
That's right, and we are a family of God. Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, IMCA. Navigating the gears for you here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. All right, well, let me ask you guys something. Do you need a comeback? Well, you're going to get a comeback. You know why? Danny Gottlieb reminds us we're going to have a comeback. So get ready to come back this year in 2021. There you go. Come back. Danny Gottlieb on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Good morning, everybody. I hope you got your coffee rolling. Maybe there are some people that don't drink coffee. It was funny, as I got off work last night, I was telling somebody, hey, have a good night. And that particular individual says, "Why don't?" I said, have you a good cup of coffee? They were coming back to work the next morning. Said, I don't drink coffee. I said, well, I do. Boy, I drink it when I can. Well, I hope you guys are doing well on August. August. I'm thinking of my birthday coming up, but that's a few months away. Goodness gracious, I've only made it on one cup of coffee. April the 11th, 2021. In fact, hey, tomorrow's my brother's birthday. I got to be sure to give him a phone call tomorrow. All right, you know what? This next song is very touching, and I want you to meditate on it because when you look toward the clouds, my dad shared this with me a long time ago. Midnight Cry by Gold City. Good Sunday morning. Coffee up.
And it's closer now.
That's right, when Jesus comes again, let me tell you something, he will be coming again soon and very soon. He doesn't want us to know when, but he's going to be coming, so keep your eye on the ball and keep your eye on the sky every so often. And if you look to the east, that's where it's all going to happen at. But anyway, we're going to talk about another Bible devotion I have that I get a lot of requests for, and I've talked about it in the past, called A Clean Slate. You know, I love the book of Psalms, as most of y'all know. And in the book of Psalms, chapter 51 and verse 10, scripture reminds us, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Friends, did you ever experience in school of erasing the entire whiteboard, or we call it blackboard back then, when the slate had been wiped clean as if nothing had ever been written on it? Well, that is what God does for us when we come to Him, confessing our sins and trusting in Christ as our Savior and Lord. In fact, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, scripture reminds us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now note what He promises to do, forgive and what? Cleanse. The slate is wiped clean. Only God can do that. We can't do that ourselves. How many times in your life have you wished that you could start all over again with a clean slate, with a new life? Resolve your issues right now and allow God to wipe away the clean slate by confessing your sins and letting Him give you a brand new start. And you know what? That's the way I always look at it too. But to do that, you got to make sure it's right with God. And my friend, the late Carmen, friend of mine, has a special song called The Melody of I Surrender All. Enjoy. Sunday Morn Praise.
Try me, O Savior.
Raise a hallelujah. That's right. And that is Bethel Music. You know what? I get a lot of requests by that song. And before we get ready to close out, friends, it has been just a great week. It's been a busy week for me, not just really work-wise. Well, I would say work-wise for me. But I would just say in general on everything. And you know what? Sundays is always a good time for me to pause and thank God for everything that He has done for me. So if you're getting ready to go to church and getting ready to jumpstart your day, your new week, just remember this. In closing on this last song, by special request, this is a Michael W. Smith tribute to Billy Graham a long time ago, but it gives a personal invitation. If your heart isn't right, right now is the time. Now is the time to get it right with Jesus Christ, because we just never know what's ahead on the next day. We're not guaranteed another day. Remember, I was talking about, you know, God gives us 1,440 minutes in a day, and that would also equal out to about 168 hours in a week. He wants us to enjoy our life, but also live for Him and be a witness to others, as Billy Graham was a witness to a lot of people. So we're going to play this song by special request from a lot of people that have emailed me and said, CA, will you play it? No problem at all on Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. If you have any questions, I can help you out with, again, two ways, morningsbrew@gmail.com on our email address, and go to my Facebook page, click on that message button, message me, and I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. All right, here we go. Here's the tribute, and then we'll lead off in prayer.
People like me dream of filling auditoriums and hopefully making some kind of difference in the lives of others. There's a man I'm proud to know who has definitely filled not only churches and auditoriums, but stadiums and coliseums for decades. Not just here, but around the world. He stood before millions, and he sat with world leaders. Everywhere he's gone, he's taken the message of the gospel, and the world is different because of that one man. That man's name is Billy Graham. And tonight, we pay tribute to the heart of this servant. Dr. Graham, this one's for you.
Troubled mind and a doubter's heart, wondering how you got this far. faith in Christ can fill that void.
So let it go and turn it over to the one who chose to give his life for you. Just leave it to me. I need you home.
Amen. And I know what, I'll tell you one thing. He had changed me 49 years ago last month. And it's the greatest gift I could ever have, is having him in my life, eternal life through him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for living in me. Well, let's lead off in prayer. Here at Sunday Morning Praise, I got to get ready, settle up, and leave Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Going to be a beautiful day today as you get ready to head off to church or watch your online services. Just know this, that God's got you, okay, friends? All right, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Pray for a good Sunday, dear Jesus. Watch over God and protect us, and we thank you so much. Let us have a good upcoming week, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Guys, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and I also want you to enjoy life. LIFE explanation point dot. Again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio network, getting ready to shut the lights off here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.